don't feel anything.
Come on, it's graduation. Did you see what Mr. Kerr wrote in my yearbook?
Well, he ridiculed me all year long, and then he writes, "You're a real live wire. Love, Mr. Carroll." No, it's also phony.
He wants to leave things on a good note.
Well, when Mr. Carroll uses the word love, I look for another word.
Lloyd, she's being difficult.
I'm going to take out Diane Court again.
Well, that's unlikely.
Is the movies a good second date, you know, as a date?
She never had a first date.
Yes, I did. I sat across from her in a mall. We ate together. We ate. That's eating, sharing an important physical event.
That's not even a scam.
It's a scam.
Going out as friends.
No, it's not. Scam is lusting.
Then
what's a date?
A date is prearrangement with the possibility for love.
Well, then what's love?
I'm going to call her.
Diane Court doesn't go out with guys like you. She's a brain.
Trapped in the body of a game show hostess.
Diane Court does not realize how good looking she is.
This sounds great to me, man. I'm going to call her. That's what's cool about her.
Brains stay with brains. The bomb could go off and their mutant genes would form the same cliques.
I wouldn't get my hopes up, Lloyd.
I'm sorry. It's just you're a really nice guy and we don't want to see you get hurt.
I want to get hurt!
Well, it's almost over. We've gone to school together for 3 years. I might cut that part.
Why? It's fine. It's nice.
This may come as the sky can describe. I have to take a walk. I have to kiss the goodbye. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my love. Now it's not the time. Goodbye. But how the price it pays for the way it takes to pay.
Having taken a few courses at the university this year, I have glimpsed our future, and all I can say is, go back.
Go back. What a great line.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think anyone would get it.
Oh, no. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, don't worry about it. You're very funny. Go back.
All right, no more on the table.
Okay.
Introduce this person without saying history, oceanography, creative writing, biochemistry. I think you know who I'm talking about. We're going to remember this student who said, "Hey world, check me out." Giving a speech entitled "Soaring Ahead," Miss Diane Court.
Thank you. The real world.
Look at those eyes.
We're all about to enter the real world. That's what everybody says. But most of us have been in the real world a long time. But I've something to tell everybody. I've glimpsed our future, and all I can say is, Go back. Well, it's almost over. We've gone to school together for 3 years, and we've been through a lot. But with that training net of high school gone, what's going to happen to us? We all know what the answers are. We want to be happy, go to college, work hard, maybe raise a family. But what if that doesn't happen? I have to be honest, though. I have all the hope and ambition in the world. But when I think about the future, the truth is, I am really scared.
All right, get up on it. Yay.
All right. I'll see you at home.
All right.
Now do yourself and everyone who loves you a favor. Don't talk to Joe.
Stop.
Okay? Bye.
Look at those eyes.
Boy, give it up.
Do me a favor, take a picture of me.
Boy.
Come on, just do it.
Come on,
please?
Boy. That's just so embarrassing.
Please?
All right, okay.
Here, just wait for a moment. I get around to wait for you.
All right, thanks. Yep. I got it.
Your graduation present is parked right over there.
Are you kidding? That?
Lloyd?
Hey,
I'm sorry. Sam had me do a new crown. We had two root canals to do, and Jason had a sore throat. Your big graduation, and no one was there.
It's no problem. I called Mom and Dad in Germany. It's like they were there.
I hope you understand.
Hey, bad throat, huh, J-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a fool. Yeah, strength! Poor little man.
Why do you eat that stuff? There's no food in your food.
Not too loud. The red line's there for a reason.
How do you know how to draw the red line anyway?
Loud enough and the neighbors don't complain. That's how come I know.
Good thing there's not a red line on you, J-Man.
Yeah!
He's back. Hey, my brother. Can I buy a copy of your Hey Soul classics?
No, my brother. You have to go buy your own.
Hook it off the jab. Hook up.
Why can't you be his uncle and not his playmate?
Jesus Christ.
What?
Get in a good mood. How hard is it just to decide to be in a good mood and then be in a good mood?
Gee, it's easy.
You know, I'm really sorry that Mom and Dad made you take me here.
Really?
It's such a big deal, I'll go. Remember this, it used to be fun. It used to be warped and twisted and hilarious. And I mean that in the best way, I mean it as a compliment. I mean, I'm sorry. T-I-M left you. But I am not T-I-M.
I was hilarious once, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I still am.
Dad, you have to teach me the stick shift this weekend.
Okay, promise. Now, just don't go upstairs yet. Come here a minute. I want to show you something.
What are you doing?
Well, since I'm not only your father, I'm also your friend, I had to get you two presents.
Oh, God, that is ridiculous.
Now, this is the only thing your mother ever gave me that I kept. Now it's yours. Well, go ahead, open it up.
Oh, God, I don't need all these presents. I don't know any kids without a car. I mean, it's... Oh, God. Wow, it's beautiful.
They really applauded you today, honey.
I was standing up there and looking at all the people, and I felt like they didn't know me. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have taken all those courses at off school. Everybody thinks
Forget it.
No, wait a minute. Wait, what? Everybody thinks you're what?
Everybody thinks I'm a priss.
Diane, in a million years, you could never be a priss. It's all working out for you, honey. Do you see? It's all working out just like we planned. All the years, the summer schools, all the vacations you gave up. It's all working out just like we planned.
Stop it, stop it. I love you, Dad.
I love you too, honey. Come, come, come. Come, come, come.
Stop!
Stop! Stop! Come.
Tough, J-Man.
He's a mess.
I'll be in my office.
I just washed this shirt, didn't I?
Yeah!
Please, not in my ear. Not in my ear.
Hello, may I please speak with Diane, please?
Sorry, Diane isn't here at the moment.
Oh, okay,
Is this the guy with the Mustang?
No.
Guy with the Datsun?
No.
The truck?
No, not really. No, actually, basically, you don't know me. I'm a friend of your daughter's. Well, I sat with her yesterday.
At the mall. I drive a blue Chevy Malibu.
I don't know, I guess I'm pretty bad at this, but what I want to do is can I please...
Hold on, I just got a phone.
Oh. Okay. Lloyd Dobler, 555-1342. It's
555-1342. 555-1342.
Okay, I'll get her the message.
Okay.
She's pretty great, isn't she?
What?
She's really pretty great, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Good luck, kid.
Good afternoon. Goodbye.
Jim Court. No, this is her father. I take it. What? No, I didn't get the letter. Yes. Yes, right away. Yeah, thank you. Goodbye. Ricky, don't lose that number. Ooh, and open a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. David Taylor, you're a vision in green. Hey, let me mail this for you. Yeah, you can trust a man who writes a letter every day. Diane, you are going to talk with her.
She's upstairs, Mr. Ford.
I got to tell you this carefully. Lee, Ben, could you do me a favor? Just a couple minutes.
Yes, sir, Mr. Court.
Great. Won't be long. Thanks.
What?
I just had a phone call.
Tell me.
No,
is
no,
it bad
no
news?
Just listen. You won the Reed Fellowship.
Are you kidding? You're not kidding. You're not kidding.
You won it. You're going to study at the finest institute in England, the toughest fellowship in the country, and you won.
I won?
You're going to take a big step, a big leap, and before you do, I just want one thing from you, miss. You stand up straight and admit you're special.
God, I'll have to go on a plane.
Worry about that later. Now, come on. Tell me that you're special.
Don't do this to me. You're too good at making me nervous.
No, listen to me. You're the best in the country, don't you understand? It's like a pyramid. It starts out with everybody, and it narrows through your life and through everything, and all the hoopla and the competition narrows it down to one brilliant person who is so special they celebrate you on two continents, and it's you. So tell me something. Where's the flaw in that? There is no flaw. Huh? Ah!
Hello? Yes, it's the second Corey. Oh, sorry. Diane Court?
Don't go in there!
Get it! It's mine! Too bad.
Noise, no sound, no movement, nothing.
Hello, Diane.
Hi, you called me?
Yeah, I read about your fellowship in the paper. And I'm very glad you called me back.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate you on that scholarship to England, and I wanted to tell you that your speech was really incredible.
Thank you very much.
Well, what a day, huh?
Yeah, what a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick question. Do you know who I am?
Yes, we sat together at Bell Square.
Yeah. You remember?
No, I read it on the message.
Okay, so it's Lloyd, and, let's go out.
You want to go out?
Oh, thanks, but I'm busy.
Busy?
Yeah. Things are pretty hectic right now, but thanks.
You busy on Friday?
Yeah, I have to help my father.
Are you busy on Saturday?
Saturday, I have some things to do around the house.
So you're monumentally busy?
Well, not monumentally.
What about tonight, then? Can you go to that party for Liz? Look, Dan, I'm sorry, but I can't allow you to leave the country without attending the Lear's graduation event. This gentleman is 22, and he comes out hiding like once a year for this occasion. And he dresses up as the Lakeside Rooster, and he makes his drink called the Purple Passion.
Actually, I think...
You know, and you're not in England yet. You know that, of course. But by the way, I wanted to just tell you that I lived in England for 3 months.
And my parents were out, you know, so we lived in England.
And Jeremy and I could give you an enormous amount of tips. Many tips. English tips.
Well,
no tip. Don't give any tips of any kind.
I'll go.
Pardon me?
I'll go.
You will? Excellent. All right, this is great. You will, really?
I'll go.
All right, this is really great. All right, we're going out.
It's a date. It's a scam.
Whatever. All right. I'll pick you up at what? 8 o'clock?
Eight o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you, little man. Now, work that bag, J-Man. Let's hook. Hook off the jab. Straight left hand. What do we love?
Pain.
Work that jab. Work that hook. Okay, take a break.
Lloyd Dalbus, sir.
Oh.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello. Heard about that graduation present. Is it quite a car? Look, I know you're busy. You don't have to entertain me, but you can trust me. I'll tell you a couple things about myself. I'm 19. I've been overseas for a couple semesters. Now I'm back. I'm an athlete, so I rarely drink. I quit kickboxing. I heard of kickboxing, sport of the future. Don the Dragon Wilson, Benny the Jet Arquitas, Murray Smith, some of the champions of the sport. I can see by your face, no. My point is you can relax because your daughter will be safe with me for the next 7 to 8 hours, sir.
Fine, Lloyd. Come in.
Thank you. How you doing? Is she around?
Yeah, Honey? Bavarian Dutch style pretzels.
Would it be terrible if I wanted to go home early?
No.
I called her up.
But how come it worked? I mean, like, what are you?
I'm Lloyd Dobler.
This is great. This gives me hope. Thanks.
All right. See?
I wrote 63 songs this year. They're all about Joe, and I'm going to play every single one of them tonight. I just saw Joe. He's here. So you don't have to be so dramatic about it.
You did try and kill yourself because of the guy.
What was it like after it happened, Corey? I've always wanted to know.
I explained it all. Wake up, Seattle. Where were you?
Stop. I am fine now. I'm all right. All everybody does is ask me about this, and I'm fine. Did Joe come with Mimi tonight?
Keys. Keys.
Everybody?
Right,
Tina.
Right.
Yeah. Boy, Lloyd Dobler, I got you.
How you doing, Miss Evans?
You missed every one of your career counseling sessions. All the obsessive compulsive. Let's do this right now.
No way.
Lloyd.
What?
Get away from me.
What did I do?
Don't
what?
Even follow me. Leave me alone.
Don't make me sound like a counselor, Lloyd. I got statistics I can show you. I have graphs I can show you. I got all the stuff I can show you. It all says the same thing. You have to decide on a career.
My dad's a lieutenant colonel in the Army. He wants me to join. He wants to pull some strings. I mean, there's no possible way.
Let me just make an appointment for you at Seattle Junior College.
You the key master?
Yep. I'm not going to go to Seattle Junior College. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for something bigger, you know? I'm looking for a dare-to-be-great situation.
Lloyd, everybody in that party put something on their record except you.
How many of them really know what they want, though? I mean, a lot of them think that they have to know, right? But inside, they don't really know, so... I don't know. But I know that I don't know.
Thanks up, Lloyd.
I know we were all too competitive this year, but I just want to say that if it wasn't for Diane Court Woe, I probably wouldn't have gotten into Cornell because you made me study twice as hard. So thanks. You did the same for me. I did? Did you really come here with Lloyd Dobler? How did that happen? He made me laugh. Yes. He's okay, Dad. You're welcome. I always call you. You know that. All right, stop being so great. All right, I'll be home before dawn, okay? Bye. Did you guys sign my annual?
Sure. Would you sign mine?
Yeah. Did you really have to call your dad?
God, how nightmare.
I promise. Is he going to wake up?
Tell him nothing.
Nothing.
I make sure I enter the house crying.
Leave me alone.
I loved in your speech when you said you were scared.
Good job. All right.
I'll be in the kitchen, Joe.
That'll never be me. That'll never be me. That'll never be, never be me. No. That'll never be me. That'll never be me. That'll never be me.
Joe. She's written 65 songs. 65. They're all about you. They're all about pain. So what's up? So stop freaking with your head, man. Just stop playing with your mind, you know? She's a human being. She's a person. Very talented, you know?
Gee, why do you think I keep her tapes? It's gonna be valuable someday.
No. Never. No, never, ever, ever. Don't you ever think it.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
I mean, Joe was my first love. He was my first sex, and the whole time he was going out with Mimi. He'll never break up with me. If I see him, hi, Joe. How are you? And that is it. I'll be okay.
Don't worry. He's at the other end of the house.
Too bad more guys can't be like Lloyd.
He checks up on me, look.
I got some more songs to do.
July.
July. July.
When he cries.
So we can finally talk.
Yeah.
Lakewood, Lakewood, have no fear. How about another year?
He does this every year.
The worst job since Key Master.
I love you.
I love you too.
You invade my soul.
I want to get back together. Mimi's gonna go to college.
and I'm going to be alone. But I'm going to break up with her before she leaves. Have sex with me.
Goodbye, Joe.
You know, every year I throw this party, every year nobody helps me clean up. Why am I yelling?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're out of here, man.
All right, Lloyd. Thanks.
Maybe we'll come by tomorrow and help you clean up or something.
Diane, everybody loved that you showed up.
You're a great rooster.
Well.
Fine.
Okay.
Hey, Cora.
So I'm single now. Everything's changed. I hate it.
Give me my Firebird key!
You must chill! You must chill! I have hidden your keys! Chill!
I love you, man.
All right, I love you too. Go to sleep.
Before I'm buzzed.
All right.
You're such a great person, Lloyd. I'm a good person. But you are a great person. Yes.
See you tomorrow.
See ya. Bye. Bye, Diane. Bye-bye.
Hey, drive safe.
Thank you.
I hereby surrender my duties as Keymaster. Give me a beer.
Certainly.
I'm happy to say that this sack is officially empty.
Uh-oh.
The back bathroom. Let's go.
Oh, look at this gentleman here.
I gotta get home. Gotta get home.
Excuse me. How you doing, brother?
Oh, God. I don't even know where we are.
I'm about to play you 3 hours of commercial-free rock and roll as the soundtrack to this magical night.
Good enough.
You recognize anything yet? Anything?
Lord have mercy. 3 hours of commercial-free rock and roll. Good morning.
Hey, that's it. That's my house. I live there.
Well, have a good sleep.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Hey, you guys are the best. Give me a call or,
So what did they write in your book? What did they write to Diane Court?
Guys, some of the things they wrote me. Glad I finally met you. You always seem nice. Wish I could have known you more.
Mine says stuff like, Lloyd, see you around, maybe.
Nobody knew me before tonight.
They knew of you. Now they know you.
Yeah, but I feel like I fit in for the first time, you know? Like I just held them far away from me, so they did the same to me.
That's cool, right?
Yeah. I'm so glad we did this. We can walk from here.
Okay. So it's just you and your dad, right?
Yeah. That's the whole story. You don't want to hear.
Sure I do.
Well, my parents split up when I was 13, and God, I went to court, and I had to choose between the two of them. So I took my dad. Just felt safer that way, you know?
What's up with that glass?
But either way, it's still...
Twisted.
You know what? You're a great date.
I've never really gone out with someone as basic as you.
Basic? Hmm.
So what's your job this summer?
Job? Being a great date.
No, I'm serious.
So am I. I want to see you again. I want to see you as much as I can before you leave.
I only have something like 16 weeks.
16 weeks is a long time.
You call me tomorrow.
Today's tomorrow.
You call me later.
Okay. I'll call you later. Honey?
Dad, I'm so glad I went. Good night.
Wait a minute. How was Lloyd?
Lloyd was such a gentleman. He was funny and nervous and strange, and I met people that I would have never met before, and then I blew it. I called him basic. Can you believe I did that?
Well, I don't think he's reeling in embarrassment.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lloyd is doomed.
Meaning?
Meaning that she made the second date a family audition, which is the kiss of death for Lloyd.
Why?
It's too much pressure. It's not his crowd.
What's wrong with this girl? I told him to be himself.
But he's got that nervous talking thing. I told him not to speak.
Hey, I know this is a strange thing to say, but maybe Diane Court really likes Lloyd.
If you were Diane Court, would you honestly fall for Lloyd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think I should wear this dress?
Yeah.
Or I can always wear this one.
It's nice.
Oh, I forgot to tell you who'll be at the dinner tonight. My dad's accountant, and two women that work in his nursing home. I know you don't know them, but it'll be fun.
Boy, this is a mother dictionary.
I know, I've had it forever. I used to have this thing of marking the words that I look up. Oh, I have this one.
Nice one.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Get bigger downstairs, huh?
Yeah, I gotta change.
Great meal, you two.
You just look beautiful, Diane.
Thank you.
Same eyes, same nose, same mouth. See where a few millimeters come in.
So, what airline do they send you over to England on?
A charter?
She's now the world's greatest flyer, let me tell you. When she was 8 years
Dad.
Old, she... Now, why can't I tell the story?
What story? If you're going to tell it, let me tell it.
Well, let me start. I'm flying down to Los Angeles on business, and I decided to take her on her first airplane.
I knew how planes flew, but I was still a little nervous.
Crash paranoia.
I had a checklist in mind. I thought that if babies were on the plane couldn't crash. But all the babies were crying, and I thought they knew something that I didn't.
So anyway, they closed the doors, and she starts to scream. I never in my life heard anybody scream quite like that.
And then you got up, and you told them to turn the plane around.
Which they did, and let me finish.
Okay, give up.
So anyway, these two federal marshals meet the plane, and they take our address, and they ask us never to fly the friendly skies again.
You never flew?
No. But there's more.
Oh, yeah. There was somebody on the plane worked in a recording studio. And we get this telephone call, and this guy's making a sound effects record. And he'd gotten her address, and he wanted to know if he could come over and record her scream.
Which they did. And every once in a while, on a commercial, you can hear me scream.
You two are amazing. You know? The way you talk. I'm just like that with... I'm not even like that with anybody. It's a stellar jukebox, sir.
Thanks, Lloyd.
How do you obtain one of those?
What do we pay for the world, Sir Al? Well, that guy didn't want to part with it. A little matter of $9,000.
So, Lloyd, you graduated Lakewood, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah, Lloyd. What are your plans for the future?
Spend as much time possible with Diane before she leaves.
Seriously, Lloyd.
I'm totally and completely serious.
No, really.
You mean my career? I don't know. I've thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing, which is a new sport, but I think it's got a good future. As far as career longevity, I don't really know because, you know, you can't really tell. If you're 8-6 as a fighter, you know, it's no good. You know, you have to be great, but I can't really tell if I'm great until I've had a couple of pro fights. But I haven't been knocked down yet. I don't know, I can't figure it all out tonight, so I'm just going to hang with your daughter.
Mr. James Court?
Yeah, can I help you?
I'm Mr. Sims, and this is Mr. Talbot. We're special agents of the Internal Revenue Service. And we'd like to inform you that you are under criminal investigation for the tax years 1982 through 1986.
Jesus. What, I live in a palace, right? I have guests here.
Understanding the following rights...
Speak with my lawyer.
So you refuse to answer my questions?
Just come down to my place of business, for God's sake. I have people here.
Mr. Court, be aware that we will be contacting a number of your business associates.
This evening is over.
And your former wife.
Mom, please.
Diane, I do have a history with this man. And it's not the greatest. I see you so seldom, I'd really rather hear about you.
This is me telling you about me.
You know, I don't even know if you've got a young man in your life.
I just wonder what could be more important than what's going on with Dad.
If we could just talk about boys, everything would be so much easier. You know, your room is always ready for you. You can always come home if you want. All right, what do you want me to do?
If they ask you questions, and they probably will ask you questions, would you please say something nice about him? Help him?
All right.
You will?
Okay. Oh, here's Ray. Just talk to him, because when you don't, your mouth turns down. Hi, honey.
Hello, pretty lady. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Ray.
So what are you doing after work?
I usually have a break after the dinner service if you want to stop by.
Want to do something later?
I know you think my job is strange. You don't like old people, do you?
Me? Sure I do.
Come on.
Well, except for one thing. I used to work at a smorgasbord.
And, you know, the old people would flock there, and they loved to eat. And they just jammed their mouths, you know, and they just would eat with their mouths open. To be honest, it's just too much for me. I mean, you know, you get to be thinking about how short life is and how maybe everything has no meaning because you wake up and then you're frying burgers and you're like 60 and 70 and then you make a checkout. And, you know, what are you doing? And I just don't need to think about those kind of things. So that's the reason I was... But I'm not sure I'm right about any of that.
I think that's ageism. And that's being prejudiced against people because they're old. Maybe their mouths don't work as well as yours.
Really? Well, you're really turning me around here. I'm just looking at it the wrong way, I think. Should I still come by?
Stop by later.
Okay. All right. I will.
Okay. Bye.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Have to meet Beth.
Okay.
She's amazing. She's 93. She's a writer. And I told her about you.
Wait, are you telling her about me?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Just meet her. Hi.
Hi.
This is Beth. Lloyd Beth.
Hello.
Hello.
You're too tall. She likes you.
Okay, how you doing? Hello? I'm Lloyd. And we're going to watch the movie Cocoon. I've never actually seen it, but I hear it's very good. I hear it makes you very happy, so I figure that's a good thing to film to see when it makes you happy. It's about a group of older people who go to outer space. I hope I didn't give anything away there.
The movie hasn't started yet, Mr. Taylor. We're going to have a good time.
Thank you.
Good, Diane.
And what?
Sure, we'll both stay.
Why can't I eat popcorn anymore?
I'll get you something.
Okay, so here we go with Cocoon.
That was good. I feel so bad being with you. I feel selfish. I feel like I should be spending some more time with my dad. And it's not fair to you. Half the time I'm with you, I'm thinking of other things.
It's okay. Everybody does that.
I just don't want it to get too heavy. I feel really overloaded. I have this theory of convergence that good things always happen with bad things. And I know you have to deal with them at the same time, but I don't know why they have to happen at the same time. I mean, I don't know why. I just wish I could work out some sort of schedule. Am I just babbling? Do you know what I mean?
No.
I just can't have any social life right now.
Don't worry about it. We're just having coffee. We'll be antisocial.
You friends?
Yeah. Potential.
Friends of potential?
Yeah, just keep going first. Keep going around. Just get the feel of it. You know, feel the clutch. If you put it in a little,
yeah.
You know how it'll come out. You feel it. You know? A little more. Yeah, that's right. Go around just first. Keep it first. Just feel it.
It's kind of all right.
Yeah.
But now when
and when you feel like you're confident.
Yeah.
You feel just maybe ease it in time. Well, all right. Put it. All right,
am I wrecking my car?
This is very important. Yeah, you are a little bit. But listen, it's important when you feel start to get, put the clutch in. You know, when you feel.
I was putting the gas.
Yeah, because then. A little more gas. Ease it out. All right, no more. A lot of stuff. Now you feel confident, right?
Yeah.
You feel like better about it.
Yeah.
Now go into second. A little more gas. Yeah. You got to get this whole problem. Now maybe. maybe downshift. Or...
Does it sound normal?
Well, no, it's not normal, but if you get better, you get less. Break. Break. Let's switch. You want to switch?
Yeah.
I'll drive. All right. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Let's get out of here. Want to?
Yeah. Are you shaking?
No.
You're shaking.
I don't think so.
You're cold.
I don't think I am.
Then why are you shaking?
I don't know. I'm happy.
Here's some blankets. I'm sorry.
You should be.
I was irresponsible. I should have called.
You bet you should have called. You still live at home. Don't make me call the police at 3:30 in the morning. Don't make me call hospitals.
Dad, I'm so sorry. I know this is a bad time.
You've always called before, always. Now, I'm not asking what you did. I just want to know if you're all right.
I'm fine.
You want to make things easier on me? Then tell me where you were, because this is bullshit. You can say anything to me. I hope you still know that.
I know that. I spent the night with him.
Lloyd?
Dad, yes. And I'm scared to death of what you must think of me right now. Dad, do you know what he did the first night I went out with him? We were walking across by the 7-Eleven. And he pointed out some glass for me to walk around. And I always think of that when people say, what are you doing with Lloyd Dobler? And I never get nervous around him. So we started spending all this time together, as friends. But I could feel him getting anxious. And then I knew that there would be a confrontation over getting physical. he started to get that look at the end of the night. Do you know that look? And then, you know, it's going to be an issue. So I went through all the different feelings and all the different arguments you're supposed to go through.
Did he ever get rough with you?
Dad, no. But I didn't want any problems, so I decided not to sleep with him. But then I attacked him anyway. It always feels good to tell you the truth. Because if I can't share it with you, it's almost like it didn't happen. Did you sleep with her?
I admit nothing.
Lloyd? It's us. Look at his face. He did the deed.
You're an inspiration, Lloyd. You should go on the 700 Club or something.
All right. Calm down. Nothing's different.
Lloyd, listen to me. Everything has changed. You've had sex. No matter what you might think, nothing will ever be the same between you two. You might be 60. You might be walking down the street, and you'll talk to her about something, whatever. But what you'll really be thinking is, we had sex.
What's the point?
You've got to do something special. You've got to make a statement.
Wait a minute.
You've got to show her respect. You've got to show her that you're not like Joe.
Wait a minute.
And above all, just because this happened gives you no right whatsoever.
I was sitting here listening, and you never let me talk.
What? I'm sorry. Talk.
I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, I remember. Let him do what he wants.
All right.
Yes. Lloyd, send her flowers or write her a letter or something.
I already did.
What does it say?
Just read it.
Dear Diane, I'll always be there for you. All the love in my heart, Lloyd. I've never gotten a letter like this, have you?
I dream about it.
So what do you think? I think
get ready for greatness, Lloyd.
Cynthia Bramson estate was worth how much? Because her family...
What family? We never heard from them. I sold a house for her and made her money.
Your income, Mr. Court, hasn't changed substantially in 17 years.
That's right.
Why would you stay so long with an operation that is so clearly not a growth enterprise?
Taking care of people isn't a growth enterprise, Mr. Sims. I hope you write that down. I'd like your bosses to read it.
Diane.
You take it to anyone
game today.
Dad, maybe I shouldn't go with all that's happening to you.
You're going.
But listen, if I had a friend in the same position, I would tell her to delay a year.
You're going.
It doesn't feel right to me. I don't even have the right luggage yet.
Bon voyage.
You're not listening to me.
Diane. All right, now let's stop this right now. Let's not put our energy into something ridiculous. This isn't smart thinking.
Dad, why are you acting this way? Is this because of the other morning?
Do you love him?
I like him a lot.
Well, listen to me. Now, I know you like him. I know he's nothing like these fat kids you can't stand. But, honey, after the excitement wears off, then what, huh? I mean, what are you going to talk about? What do you have in common? You're going to be part of an international think tank, and he's going to be kicking punching bags. I just think you should break up with him.
Unbelievable. This is a nightmare.
Diane, you owe it to yourself to get on that plane with no attachments, no strings, because after you get over there, things are going to change. People change.
Dad, you and I have talked about this. Lloyd and I have talked about this. Believe me, this is well-covered territory.
Diane, I'm not asking you to sever all relations with the boy. Give him a present. Here. Let him know you still care. Give him this pen.
Pen. Dad, in a million years, I would never give him a pen. What's wrong with having some fun? I like him.
I like him? Diane, I'm talking about being honest with people, being decent.
Dad, I love him.
Great. No, that's great. It's great to hear you say that because, I don't know, why am I being selfish? Why am I so fixated? I guess it's because I got a lot of troubles with it. Is that it? Am I being selfish? I just want you to have everything. Is that wrong? No. I owe you an apology. I've just got a handful of weeks left with you, and we should... I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think I'm guilty. Some computer spits out your name and another honest man... What's the goddamn point? Live your life. I love you.
I'm so sorry.
Pay me for this. Yeah. I'll pick you up in an hour.
Right. Check your mail tomorrow. I sent you
a letter. Blue letter.
Your letter came yesterday.
It did?
Uh-huh. It was wonderful.
Why don't you tell me?
It was wonderful.
I never send a letter like that, you know? I mean, I sent it, well... I don't know. I mean, I felt like I wanted to tell you something that I didn't put in the letter. And I didn't say it, but I think I want to say it now. But I'm not sure if I should say it, you know, because people always say it when they don't mean it. But I think that I mean it. So, I just wanted to tell you that...
No, we don't have to say it.
How do you know what I'm going to say?
I don't know what you're going to say.
I'm just going to tell you that I love you.
Thank
you. Is that it?
I know. Lloyd? Let's not start putting things on this level.
What? This is a good level. Isn't it?
How can I look at you and say this?
Say what?
I think that we should spend some time apart.
What's wrong?
Well, I need to study.
You need to study?
Yeah.
Okay. How much time do you need? I mean, you know, you're going to be leaving in a little while, so I'm just asking questions.
We'll see.
Okay. It's good knowing this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. What did we just decide?
We decided...
Because I'm worried. Did you just break up with me?
No. No.
It sounded like you did.
No, we decided that we're friends. I mean, I know it's a terrible word.
Well, if we're friends, why can't we see each other?
I think that we should stop going out on dates.
Oh. I feel like a dick. You must think I'm a dick.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Lloyd... We shared the most intimate thing two people can share.
I shared it with a dick.
No, I didn't.
It's because you're dead.
No.
You talked to Corey?
Why? Did you tell Corey what happened?
Well, she figured it out. I'm sorry if that upsets you, but...
No, that's fine. She'll tell everybody, but that's fine.
Did you tell anybody?
Just my dad.
You told your dad?
You have Corey in D.C. I have my dad.
What? I'm sorry I said that. Forget I said it. I said what I thought I meant, but... forget it.
I love you, okay?
What is that? What are you doing with your hands? Talk to me. One party, you're talking like that girl, Sheila.
Don't be mean. This is hard for me, too.
Don't do it.
Just take this pen, please, and write me.
I don't believe this. You just broke up with me.
Hello, Constance. It's me, Lloyd. It's not that I'm just driving around. She broke up with me. What do I do? Can't she come back? How can I get her back? Can't get her to talk to me. I'm so fucked up. I feel like crying. She gave me a pen. She gave my heart and she gave me a pen.
Lloyd, honey, just come home, okay?
I'll be home soon.
I just don't know what they're going to do after graduation, but I've already locked in guaranteed skill training. In the Army. Qualify now and you can reserve even the Army's most sought-after technical training up to 12 months in advance.
It's me, cruising around. It's pretty late. I know I haven't called you lately. Because I didn't want to be reminded of the dying nightmare. By the way, I hardly remember. I wiped it from my mind. I don't remember the time and place when I knew it. This is it. The site of our controversial first date. I met her in a mall. I should have known our relationship was doomed. To our left, we have the street where she broke up with me. There's the path we took. Corey, I guess in a way, I blamed you. I held it against you. Let me send that letter. I don't know. I thought it was the right thing, too. I think I know too many girls. You know, I should hang out with more guys. Be like one of those guys who hangs out at the AM, PM, gas tip on Saturday. I don't know, guys like that really know the answers.
Lloyd, man, no babe is worth it.
No, no.
Listen, hang with us, man. We'll teach you Bible stories.
Right, right.
Lloyd, man, you can't even trust them,
that's
man. Because
right,
you know what it's
man.
About? They spend your money and they tell their friends everything,
that's
man. It's about economics.
That's valid,
they tell them everything,
that's
man.
Valid. All you gotta do is find a girl who looks just like her,
do that.
Nail her, and then dump her, man.
Dump her,
get
man.
Her off your
Lloyd
mind.
Knows we're right. Your only mistake is that you didn't dump her first.
What?
Diane Court is the show pony.
I
you need a stallion, my friend. Walk with us and you walk tall.
Walk tall, my man.
Bitches, man.
I'm gonna give that kid a compliment.
Hey, dude, I better bail.
Better for you, Luke.
I got a question. If you guys know so much about women, how come you're here at, like, a gas and sip on a Saturday night completely alone drinking beers? No women anywhere.
If
My choice, man.
That's yeah, right, man.
It's a conscious choice.
It's a choice, man.
Choosing to be here.
I don't want to be here, man.
I'm choosing it.
Dude, where'd she dump you, man?
What car?
Your car?
Oh, man, this in the Malibu.
Oh, heinous.
It's your castle, man.
Golly. Man, you never had a chance with a girl like that.
Hey, man, I was in love once, man. I got hurt really bad. I never want to go through that again.
Man, you're bringing me down.
Shut up, man. We're going to a kegger, Lloyd. We're going to a kegger, and we'd like you to come, man. We're going to find you a girl. We're going to find you a babe, man. We're going to find you one hot lit babe instantly, promise.
That's right, man.
No.
That's right, man. One hot lit babe instantly, man.
Look, I'm not going to meet somebody like Diane Court at a kegger. This girl was different, man. When we go out, we wouldn't even have to go out, you know? We just hang out. Girl made me trust myself, man. Just walking around, I was feeling satisfied. Can you imagine that? And then she cuts me loose. I don't know why. She won't tell me why. Who knows the real reason? Maybe it's because of her father. I don't know. She won't talk to me. She won't look at me.
Come on! Christ, Lloyd, what are you
doing? Get out of your head!
Boy, man.
Chill, wicked, man. Come on.
He's wigging, man. He's wigging.
What are we wet?
Dude, I don't even feel that way about my car.
He's wigging at home. He's wigging every day.
What? Looking every night.
Dude, name a babe, all right? Any babe in Seattle, I'll set you up with.
What to do? Doesn't
know. Diane Court.
What to do?
Dude, I can't do it, buddy.
Lloyd, I'm Lloyd, Lloyd. Listen to the truth. Diane Court. Lloyd, Lloyd, please stop touching what you're doing to the
home. That was a mistake. The rain on my car is a baptism. And the new me. Iceman. Power Lloyd. My assault on the world begins now. I believe in myself, answer to no one. I probably got it all figured out, Corey. Start out depressed, everything's kind of a pleasant surprise.
Look, why don't you just call Diane again?
Draw the line at 700, return phone call.
Lloyd, you have to understand her family is being ripped apart. Like you and she were ripped apart. Like Joe and I were ripped apart. Visit her at the home.
I'm not going back there. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Lloyd, why do you have to be like this?
Because I'm a guy. I have pride.
No, you're not a guy.
I am.
No. No, the world is full of guys. Be a man. Don't be a guy.
If she wants me, she can come.
Hi, Lloyd. This is my eighth and final call.
Well, go ahead. Pick it up if you want.
I just wanted to say that I thought about everything and I decided something. I'm going to give you another chance. Maybe no one's listening. Maybe your father is listening. Mr. Cord, if you're listening to this, hello. How are you?
If I pick it up, we'll only get back together.
Well, then don't pick it up. You know what's best.
I've been thinking maybe I didn't know you. Maybe you're a mirage. Maybe the world is a blur of food and sex and spectacle and everyone's just hurtling towards Necropolis. In which case, it's not your fault, you know? Maybe it's a good side to all this. I don't know. I've been thinking about these things. You're probably standing there monitoring. So just one other thing. The letter that I wrote you. Could you please rip it up? Nuke it. Flame it. Destroy it. It hurts me to know it's out there. Can you do that for me? All right. Later.
Hello? Is it a gift for your wife? We could put a little set together.
No, I'm not married. It's my daughter.
I'm going to school.
She won a fellowship.
Good for her.
I'll take the whole set.
Excellent.
I gotta tell you, you got the best smile I've seen all week.
Thanks. I like yours, too.
Listen, I don't know your name, but what are you doing for lunch?
I'm sorry, but they turned down your card.
Oh, well, here. Let me give you another card.
Thanks. I'm afraid I can't accept this one either. There's a decline code on your account. I'm supposed to confiscate your card, but why don't you just go ahead and take it?
I'll keep it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't want it. Thank you very much. You've been very kind.
Regarding James Court, June 14.
I'm supposed to be leaving on a fellowship that I worked for my entire life. I don't even care. I met this boy over the summer, and I can't see him because of this, and I can't talk to him. I can't talk to my father about this. I wore these clothes. I thought that if I looked right and if I acted right, then someone would talk to me. But I look awful and I feel awful. Could you please talk to me? Be a little decent.
We believe that your father operates from a large pool of cash that comes from phony billing, phony patients. We've been investigating him for 5 years. We believe when they die, he takes their money.
Pardon me?
Look, why don't you check it out for yourself? See if your father fits the profile.
What's the profile?
Well, take a look around the house. Is everything nice, but not too nice? Are there a lot of rugs, pieces of art, stereo equipment, furniture, a lot of things bought with cash? Does he give a lot of gifts? Do the major items in your house hover around the $9,000
range? You're trying to get me to say something. That's why you're telling me all of this.
Don't let your father's business infect your life.
How can you say that?
Because he's guilty.
No, he's not.
We have the records. We have the proof. I'm sorry to be the one to have to tell you this, but it's going to get worse. Now, if I were you, I would take that fellowship.
Dad? Anybody home?
What happened to you?
Dad, did you do it? Did you take that money?
Sweetheart, no. Don't be ridiculous.
I swear to God. I need to know the truth.
Honey.
I swear to God.
I swear to God.
I found the money.
It's not what you think.
What am I supposed to think?
Honey, about what?
You stole from them. You lied to me. How do you think that's supposed to make me feel?
You think you know what this money is?
Yes, I...
No, you don't know what it is. It's not for me. This money's for you, for when you come back from England with Honest to set you up so you don't have to depend on anybody again. I take better care of those people than their families do. I care for them. I give them flowers. I feed them. I wipe their mouths.
No, but you stole from them.
I make their lives better.
You let me defend you. And you knew you were guilty, and you let me become a part of it.
All right, go ahead. When I'm old, give me someone like me, but go ahead.
I trusted you. I stood up in court 5 years ago, and I picked you.
Why are you being so hateful to me? Is this because of Lloyd?
No, I told you everything, and you lied to me. I would have done anything for you.
That's right, work it out.
No, I will. I don't want to leave something out because I know I can say anything to you. You're a liar and a thief.
Take it easy, how bad you make me. I'm the only dad you've got.
No,
don't say that. It's not good for you. Don't.
You're right.
No, talk, Diane. Wait, Diane. Wait a minute. Don't talk.
Here to see you.
sorry. I'm sorry.
What do you want?
My father's guilty. He lied to me. He lied to everybody. I just left home. I need you.
You do?
Everything else means nothing to me. If I hurt you again, I'll die.
Hurt me again. You're not a chance. Don't worry about it.
I love you.
What?
I love you. How many more times do I have to say it?
One more time would be nice.
I love you.
One question. Are you here because you need someone or because you need me? I don't care.
$75,000 fine and no jail.
I can't give you that. This guy's been ripping off Grandma and Grandpa for 17 years. He's been getting it from every aunt. I'd love to hear his story.
$100,000 fine in 3 months?
$125,000 in 9 months.
I can accept that.
They're going to want to turn the home over to the state.
He'd like to start serving immediately.
I can put that together.
Confirm this with my office and my client.
I'll push it past my boss.
All right.
She wouldn't get out of the car. I brought her all the way here and she said she was going to come here and she wouldn't get out of the car. But I thought it was important that she come to see you because I know that if you go somewhere and you not deal with your family stuff, that you're just going to, she's going to,
Are you going to England with her?
That's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, sir.
Are you?
Am I going? Am I going to England? I thought about it quite a bit. And I've realized what I probably should do is just carve out a goal for my future and find out what I want to do with my life. Do all the stuff that I've been avoiding in a big way. I mean, Diane and I can wait for each other, right? What is she going to do? She's going to run off with some English guy? There's no way.
Well, Lloyd, I admire you for not hitching a ride. You know, my daughter's a lot different.
I know.
She's very successful.
I know.
She's very talented.
I know. But then I reconsidered. Because I figured what I really want to do with my life, what I want to do for a living, I want to be with your daughter. I'm good at it.
You're not a permanent part of her life. You're a distraction.
I'm the distraction that's going with her to England, sir. You all right, sir? You okay?
I'm incarcerated, Lloyd! I don't deserve to lose my daughter over this. I don't deserve to have you as my go-between. And I can't for the life of me figure out how she could choose to champion mediocrity the way she's learned to around you.
I have a letter from your daughter. I don't know which version she's saying.
You can't know the horrible disappointment.
I know this part is brief.
She can't still be angry at this. It's got to get better.
It does. It does if it's a version sign I still can't help loving you. It gets better.
Just her name.
Just knowing a version like that exists. Knowing that for a minute she felt that and wrote, I still can't help loving you. That's got to be a good thing, right? It's got to be a good thing. Roller coaster. Everybody likes roller coasters, right? Blink twice if you're fine.
I'm fine.
Okay. Good. It's all very normal. Very scary for a second. All right. High-level airline safety tips. If anything happens, it usually happens in the first 5 minutes of the flight, right?
Okay.
So, you hear that smoking sign go ding, you know everything's going to be okay.
Good to know.
All right, I'm just going to keep talking until that ding happens, which is going to be soon.
Okay.
All right, first class flight captain Corey. Books, sets, magazines, anything?
Not right now.
How's it going?
I just thought we'd do this. Nobody really thinks it will work, do they?
No. You just described every great success story. All right.
No. Where's the day?
It's coming. Any second now. Second now.
throw that chance away. Now it's in my hands. I've faced it unafraid.